Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show. And folks, as I said before, buckle your seatbelts, pull them tight. Ellen Rohr is in the building. She's not. She's more of a force than anything else. She started her company, Bare Bones Biz, a long time ago. She's a real-life small business owner just like you and me. She's a franchisor. She's selling franchises all over the country, and it's really been fun to watch that happen. She's the author of a bunch of books, including Where Did the Money Go? You haven't asked yourself that many times, have you? She's our good friend, Ellen. Welcome back.
Hello, my friend. I love you, and I'm so excited to be here.
It's good to have you back, Ellen. Thank you for being here. So one of the things that I love having you on the show for, besides your energy and your knowledge, is we get to talk about financial management. And you know, there's a lot of people out there who have good products, they're good people, they have good, you know, they're capable of getting customers, but they're not capable of sustaining their business through thick and thin because they don't manage the finances, they don't manage the pennies. You know, a friend of mine once used to say, take care of the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves. They're not managing the pennies, and they don't like it. They think it's accounting. They didn't start a business to become an accountant. That's the art. That's the nonsense I hear from some people. But if you can't manage the financial part of your business, you are a business closure waiting to happen, aren't you?
Oh, Jim, and I'm the least likely person to have gotten good at this because I was just that person you're describing. I was too creative. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. Couldn't somebody else do it for me? And it wasn't until I was so broke and so tired of it that I had to just finally go, okay, I'll figure it out. I couldn't afford anybody to figure it out for me. So I just dug in, and with the help of some really great mentors, I tell you, I lucked out. I learned the difference between my asset and my elbow, and I got smarter and richer. And since then, I've been like a missionary about it, you know?
Right.
Like I can't help but share what I've learned. And the good news is it is not that hard, and it's really fun
the tools, the management, not the accounting tools, once you get the management tools that spring from the numbers crunching. Once you get the management tools in your hand, whether you create them or somebody else creates them, there's a level of power, there's a level of clarity that comes with that that makes you become a true believer in this. It makes you want to never do without these things. I mean, I built a cash flow statement, a cash flow spreadsheet, in the 80s, with one of the pre Excel spreadsheets, electronic spreadsheets. I built a spreadsheet in the 80s, Ellen, that I'm still using. I'm still using the vestiges of that spreadsheet over 30 years ago.
Well, fun fact, in the 1400s, a monk named Luca Pacioli developed the balance sheet equation.
I knew him. I knew him. I learned my stuff from him, yeah.
Well, it hasn't changed a bit since then. You know, here's a guy
it's
in
just
the
math, isn't it?
Trying to keep track of it. Yeah, it's the same thing. And so the basics are there. It isn't that complicated. And it took me about a year, and you don't have to take this long. It took me about a year of fussing over it and fighting it before I just settled in and thought I'm going to figure it out. You know, how do you use a balance sheet and a profit loss? And the cash flow statement is really the link between the two.
Yes.
Those reports are it. Even though there's a million reports in your QuickBooks account, you just need a few. And the key to knowing where the money is, where it comes from, where it goes, and
what
how to make
customers
more of it
are making you how much each customer's profit
yeah.
is. So you know who to raise prices on, who not to raise prices on. You know who to fire and who not to fire, which customers
yeah.
to fire. You know, so you know all those things because some customers will run you right out of business. But you know, folks, and I'd like to hasten to point out the cash flow statement I'm talking about is not the one, it's not like the one that your accountant gives you. That's an accounting cash flow statement. The one I'm talking about is for managers. It's 12 months long. You can make them into. I've got a 10-year model I've been working off of. And so,
cool.
Just remember, we'll take a quick break and come right back with our good friend Ellen Rohr. Ellen, I need your website, please.
EllenRohr.com. I'll get you there. ellenrohrcom.
There you go. Check
EllenRohr.com.
Quick break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blass again. Here's CCR to take us off.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.